Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
We have got to get a hold of the spiritual warfare that's happening right now. So there's chaos in the country. There's chaos in the government. Should we open? Should we not open? Should churches be allowed to open? Should bars and restaurants be allowed to open? If you ask the governor, he says, bars and restaurants can open outside. And then the mayor says, no, they can't. You know, there's confusion. There's chaos. So we got to realize what's happening in the spirit realm is the devil wants to prevent our connection. So we got to be above the fray. We got to live above the fray. I got my opinions about things. You've heard me share some of them. You've heard some of my rants. But we got to be above the fray, and we got to be above the chatter, and we got to be above the world's way of communicating. And that's why God has given us this technology to be to have one-on-one communion and fellowship and connection. And I shared with you the power of connection yesterday. I want to stay on that theme for the next several days and weeks because I'm asking you to do something very, very important to God, and that is that we would commit ourselves to a life of connection with God and with God's people. And so if it's online, no problem. If it's on site, no problem. It's always going to be both of those. It's always going to be both of those. It's always going to be online, and it's always going to be on site. Well, when we reopen, it's going to always be on site and always going to be online. So no matter where you're watching, I want you to join me. I want you to join this church. I want you to join this Daily Bread church. I want you to join our Sunday and Wednesday services wherever you're watching from. By the way, if I can find this, I just wrote a letter to our church. You'll be getting it tomorrow. But I quote this scripture in Acts chapter 5. Let me just find it real quick. Acts 5 and verse 42. And here's what it says. Thanks for being patient with me. Day after day, both in the temple and house to house, they continued to teach and preach this message about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, or about Christ Jesus, or about Jesus the Christ. Every day in the temple and from house to house. So the church is both in the temple and it's house to house. We've emphasized for years the church in the temple, right? Come to church, come to church, come to church. And that's totally right and totally biblical. Then this pandemic goes through and confusion goes through. And so everything has to shut down. Everybody is on lockdown. So what do we do then? We do what Acts 5:42 says, let's meet from house to house then. So now the church is in your house. The church is us together. You still got a pastor. You still got a church family. You still got spiritual power. We still have the power of connection. So we just utilize the connection that we have now, and that is from house to house through our online community. And I will encourage you, one of the steps we're going to take when we reopen, one of the steps that we're going to take is to be able to gather for some of you to gather in each other's homes, like to open your house up to another family or two and kind of create the fellowship and create connection that way as well. And continue, and then, but still to tune in online with other families and other people, friends, loved ones that gather from your home online with our church. So that's one of the steps that we are praying about and are considering in our unfolding of our reopening plan. So now you can only gather with 10 people, right, by law. And obviously, if we followed everything to the letter, then nobody would ever drive more than 55 miles an hour. So we know sometimes that people violate that. But, and I'm not encouraging you to do that, but what I'm saying is soon we're going to be beyond the 10-person limit. And then maybe you can have 12 or 15 people in your home and tune in online and you can tell us who's watching. And we're going to have fun with this. So we're going to have fun with the reopen. We're not going to be all tense and worried about it and stressed about it because we are connecting house to house right now. And we're connecting one-on-one right now. We're connecting through our fellowship together through the technology that God's given us, right? So I just want you to know that we're planning stuff out. We're one step ahead of the government, or many steps ahead of the government, but we're gonna do our very best to bring people back on site in a way that is assures you the best possible, safest, healthiest scenario. Okay. Now look, as I've said before, there's always going to be germs. There's always going to be things that that are out there in the world, and we can't live in fear. We live with faith and we live in wisdom. And isn't it funny that it's not funny, it's sad, but it's also funny. And this is why we need to trust God, not man, because just yesterday, the CDC came out and said, oh, you know what? We've actually found that the coronavirus really isn't transmittable by the surfaces that you touch. So for the last 2.5 months, we've been washing our hands all the time, so we don't touch surfaces. And now they're saying, hey, guess what? It's not really that. So the point is, the facts have continued to change. The information has continued to change. The science has continued to change. Guess what hasn't changed? The promises of God, the presence of God, the word of God, the people of God. Man, we got to stick together. We're not going to get our wisdom from the government. We get our wisdom from God. We're not going to find our connection from the government. We get our connection with God's people. So get in this thing and get connected and stick with the plan that your church is going with, or stick to the plan that this church is going with, and let's stay connected. There is power in our connection. So on that note, by the way, if you have any questions, let me know. I'll try to answer a few today. Let me start with reading out of this book. I told you I'm going to read a little bit out of, let's see, How to Hear the Voice of God. All right, I love this book. I'm going to jump ahead to the benefits of hearing the voice of God. All right, so God loves you so much that he never wants you to be alone. He will be with you wherever you go and speak to you in every situation in which you will listen with a humble heart. Problems increase in our lives when we don't listen to God. Solutions come when we listen to God. Let's look at some of the benefits of hearing God's voice. This is all in my book, by the way, How to Hear the Voice of God. The one I'm offering today as my gift is still the precious promises of the blood of Jesus. But you can get this book. You can buy this book. Go to our website, gregorydickow.com. And this is on, I think this will be at our bookstore online, okay? Here are the benefits of hearing the voice of God, listening to the voice of God. Number one, rest. Rest. Remember, we had 30 days of rest. Number one, Isaiah 28:12 says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, but they would not hear and they would not listen. Wow. They would not hear and they would not listen. Rest speaks of refreshing and the fulfillment of God's promises. Hebrews 3, verse 7 through 19 shows us that God's people did not enter into rest because they did not listen to his voice. And therefore, the more we learn to listen to his voice, the more rest and the more refreshing and the more fulfillment we'll experience. Number one, the benefits of hearing the voice of God. Number one, rest. Number two, peace. Psalm 85, verse 8 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. He will speak peace to his godly ones. By the way, when we reopen the church to the on-site campus, church is still open, our online campus, our online community, our online church. And that's all of us now, right? When we do it, we're going to follow the peace of God. We're not doing it because the government gives us permission. We're not doing it because they withhold permission. We're doing it when God gives us peace. Hopefully those two things will be mutual, but we're going with God. If it ever comes down to God, obey God or obey man, we're obeying God. Hopefully it can be both. You guys get me. So peace. I will hear what God will speak peace to his godly ones. God promises peace to those who listen. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It means nothing's missing and nothing's broken. And it means to be made whole and to have confidence and triumph over opposition. Number three, I'll give you the third. I've got several here. Let me just give you the third one. I got like five or six. I'll give you the third. Oh, battery low. Looks like God is wanting us to move on a little bit faster here. All right. number three, forward progress. When you hear the voice of God, you're gonna experience forward progress. Look at this scripture in Jeremiah 7, verse 23. But the thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in the ways I've commanded you, so that it may be well with you. But they did not listen, and they did not incline their ears, but they walked in the imagination of their evil heart, and they went backward, not forward. Whoa! This scripture is amazing. It says, because they didn't listen to the voice of God, they went backward, not forward. So when you listen to the voice of God, you're going to go forward. And for the believer who desires to grow, there's absolutely nothing more important than to listen to the voice of God. When we pay attention to his voice, we make progress and we grow. When we don't listen, we go backwards. When we do listen, we go forward. Wow. So how do we listen to the voice of God? I do have that in here. So if you want to know the specific steps, but I'll just quickly tell you. Here's how we hear the voice of God, and then I'll take a couple of your questions if you have them. Number one, how to listen to the voice of God is by listening to Scripture. So listening to the Scripture and the promises of God, as you're listening to God's Word and God's promises, that's how you hear God's voice. That's number one. Number two, it's the main way that we hear God's voice is through his written Word. But secondly, God's voice will always be the voice of love, because God is love. And so the voice of God is going to be the voice of love. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't ever correct us or God doesn't ever speak to us things that we could adjust in our lives, but he always does it with love. And his motive is always love, and his intention is always love, and the result of God speaking to us is always love. And it's always to bring the love of God into your life and into somebody else's life. So God speaks through love, and God speaks through the Scriptures, and God speaks through the preached word of God. So while I'm preaching to you, God can be speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Like I'll share something from the word, and you'll hear something from the word. You'll hear a voice within the voice. And that's God speaking to you. So he'll zero in and he'll double click something. Like when the pastor is preaching, what'll happen is your antenna will go up on something, and that's because God's kind of double clicking that to focus on that particular moment or that particular point. And so that's how God speaks, and God speaks through peace. So when God speaks to me, I know it's love. I know it's loving, and it's with a loving spirit and a loving motive and a loving intention. And I know it's based on Scripture. It doesn't contradict Scripture. And it's with peace. It's always going to be accompanied by peace. And that's God's way. And so be encouraged that you can hear the voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Now remember, God's not going to speak to you something contrary to Scripture. That we're going to hear things contrary to Scripture, but that's not God speaking. That's your own mind, or that's the devil, or that's something you ate last night. But it's not the voice of God if it's not biblically based and love focused and with love as its goal. The goal of our instruction, Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy, the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a clear conscience and a sincere faith. the goal of our instruction. The goal of everything, that every bit of instruction, is love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Amen. So that's how God speaks. And if you want that book, it's like 4 or 5 chapters. It's one of my mini books. It's like the same size as this. You can go to GregoryDickow.com/... GregoryDickow.com. Just go there and find it on our bookstore. Okay? Whew. All right. So maybe we won't take any questions today unless you guys have any. I'm good. You good? I'm good. All right. Bye.